Tom Super joins me now. He is the Vice President of Communications with the National Chicken Council. And a big deal going on, of course, coming up over the weekend is the Super Bowl. And Tom, you guys say that there's more chicken wings consumed during the Super Bowl pretty much than ever.
That's right. It's a hot time of year for chicken wings. The Super Bowl is the second biggest eating day of the year after Thanksgiving. And wings are very popular, and they've become a staple food on Super Bowl menus, whether that's people cooking them themselves or ordering them from restaurants, bars, or pizza places.
So let's talk a little bit about it. You know, one of the things that you guys highlighted is that, you know, Seattle's really known for, like, coffee and fish tossing. Chicken wings probably isn't something Seattle's really known for.
It's not. They're 17% less likely to eat wings in general than the average U.S. resident. That's according to data from the NPD group. But the good news is that if your team gets in the Super Bowl, fans will try more wings, according to the NPD group's research. So it did last year in Seattle after they won. But New England isn't a huge wing-eating population either. They're 8% less likely to eat chicken wings in general. But with that data, hopefully with teams with these that are most less likely to consume wings being in the Super Bowl, that fans will try them more and those numbers will go up.
Now, do they tend to show different sides by, you know, who enjoys the most chicken wings?
That's right. Yeah. So we did our first. This was actually our third poll this year of what consumers like to eat with their chicken wings. We asked them they could choose more than one, and we asked them ranch, blue cheese, hot sauce, barbecue, carrots, celery, your wing staples. And surprising, at least for me, more than half of U.S. adults who eat wings, 56%, like to eat their wings with ranch dressing. According to a poll that we did. And that's true everywhere except for the Northeast. Northeastern wing eaters are significantly more likely to prefer blue cheese dressing, 49%, than those in the Midwest, South, and the West who prefer ranch dressing. I am a Northeasterner. I'm originally from outside of Philadelphia, so I was shocked to see blue cheese go down by this margin again for the third straight year. You know, for me, putting ranch on wings is like putting ketchup on a hot dog.
Well, those Chicago folks will appreciate that a lot. So which one's more popular? You know, we're already talking about the sides to go with it. Is it bone-in, boneless? What's the preference there?
Bone-in still wins out. This was the first time that we asked folks whether they preferred traditional bone-in or boneless wings. You know, we're seeing boneless wings being offered more and more on menus. According to the survey, 54% of wing eaters prefer traditional bone-in wings, and 46% chose their boneless cousin. You know, of course, boneless wings are typically white boneless chicken breasts cut into strips, and they're breaded or floured and tossed with buffalo sauce. So it's not really the traditional wing with the bone removed. But they are becoming certainly more and more popular, as this survey indicates.
Well, of course, you know, a lot of folks will be gathering around. And so is it really that the sales are spiked this whole week, or is it really just Sunday we're looking at?
It's really this whole week, especially at the supermarket and retail sales. You know, the food service, the restaurants, the bars, the pizza places, they'll get their orders over the weekend, but folks who are hosting parties, Super Bowl viewing parties at their houses generally tend to go sometime during the week before to get their wings or freeze them ahead of time. So we certainly see sales stock up and consumers stock up and sales peak the week leading up to the Super Bowl as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the history of the Buffalo wing, if you will. Where did all of this start?
Well, it started in Buffalo, the tradition goes. You know, deep fried wings have long been a staple of Southern cooking, but the concept of cooking wings in a peppery hot sauce, the legend goes, was born in 1964 at the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York, when one night the co-owner of the bar, a woman named Teresa Bellissimo, cooked leftover wings in hot sauce as a late night snack for her son and a couple of his buddies who were out the night. And they liked them so much. You know, she cooked it. She deep fried these wings, put some hot sauce on them. And they loved them so much that, that she put them on the menu. And then they really took off, as buffalo wings ever since. And really the wings, you know, up until then and, you know, a few decades later were really, kind of a byproduct of the breast meat. But bars suddenly realized that, you know, they could get these wings, at a very, affordable, inexpensive price. They could put some hot sauce on them, serve them, and their beer prices would go through the roof. So it was a win-win, and it really took out from there. You know, the concept hit the big time in 1990, probably when McDonald's began selling their Mighty Wings at some of its restaurants, and then KFC rolled out their hot wings a year later, and Domino's introduced its own wings in 1994, and of course now with, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings and Wingstop and Wingzone, there are more wing places and options than ever before.
And it just kind of went hand in hand with football, because football and beer kind of go together, right?
Right, and usually, you know, football is a you know, a group watching activity. Wings are really good group food for folks to share, to talk over, to watch a game. You know, they're a relatively inexpensive protein, and the spicy and salty nature of the sauce. You know, they team very well up with a cold beer. So really, you know, as kind of bars and satellite television, flat screens, TVs were coming in at the same time that the wings were being introduced into these bars. Obviously, football is you know, one of the most popular sports to watch in the U.S. So really, they went hand in hand and kind of took off together ever since.
All right, Tom. Well, I know you've got lots going on with a lot of things going on in Atlanta for your industry this week, so we won't keep you much longer. But if folks are interested, they should probably consider having chicken wings at their Super Bowl party.
Absolutely. We have some recipes on our website if folks are cooking their chicken wings at home at www.eatchicken.com. And we encourage all of your listeners to stock up on some wings and roll up their sleeves and get the wet naps out on Sunday.
He is Tom Super. He is the Vice President of Communications with the National Chicken Council, and I'm Leah Guffey.